Hello, this is Anuja.
This is Ayush.
And this is Anvi.
And this is Teenade. Abhi Jave. I'm
excited. But tumne Jave ke bola, you should have just started talking, bro. Hello, we're back. Woo! Fourth episode.
We're on time this for this episode.
Yup.
Yeah, I mean, like, we were on time for the last episode also.
No, so the first episode was on Friday, second episode was on a Saturday, and the third episode was on a Sunday. So we've like not been on time.
Doesn't matter.
Really. Huh, it does. Nobody is waiting for the episode to come out. It's fine.
People are like, they're putting it, we'll listen to it.
Huh, it's a formality. Our friends are like, you know, I spam my friends. I'm like, sun lo. Mar gaye kya? I spam my friends.
Nah, mostly because our content is not too good yet.
Yeah. We're trying to work on
because
it.
We're still learning.
We're learning. Fourth episode, 16-year-olds.
Wow, it's already the fourth one, man.
Wow, you never thought this would actually become a thing, did you? I know I didn't. So we're sitting in this amazing blue lighting.
Yeah.
Talking about serious things.
Yeah, and for some reason I'm having like way too anxiety. Not just now, overall past week and stuff. I've been having anxiety. I think it's because of 11th grade and too much workload all of a sudden.
Right, that's a great segue into our topic, which happens to be anxiety, arguments and overthinking. So, Ayush has already started us off.
Yeah, I was just saying that it makes everyone anxious, and I don't think it's just me. I mean, like, a lot of friends I tried discussing it with, most people are like, yeah, this anxiety, it's about career, about your mostly about a future in higher education, that's college life, how you're gonna crack entrance tests and stuff. And honestly, it's making me like too anxious, and it's all overthinking. Will I be able to do it? Am I made for the choices I have? Have I taken? Are they right? It's confusing me, and I guess you can understand that I'm like stammering in my voice.
So for Ayush, it's like, am I made for this? The thing for me is that I am so disorganized. Maybe is that I don't even really know what I want to do. I keep saying that I want to boss people around. So in front of me, there was this career counseling session, and he gave like 20 billion different ideas about what to do. And that just made me more anxious, to be completely honest. I was like, there's too much to do, very less time. And then they're also like, oh, you have to start preparing, you 11th grade kiddies. So that was a nice little reality check for me that I have to start studying now. So yesterday I tried to. But then I slept.
I didn't study so much in the past 10 years until 10th grade. And then this year, past month, I've been like too much of workload. It's all making me anxious. It's freaking me out, basically.
My anxiety disables me from working.
Same here. Like, yeah, I think most people, when they're anxious, you don't feel like working. You're like, what, why? And everything's all a confusion. You're not clear of your way.
Okay, so what happens with me is, first, I'm anxious about not working. Then I don't work because I'm anxious, and it's just this never-ending loop. And also, I find myself second-guessing a lot of my choices these days. I'm like, am I doing the right thing?
Exactly.
Like, am I sure that this is what I want to do? Which, and then, you know, once in a while, I'll you know, do that thing again, and then maybe I'll be more sure of myself. But I mean, there's this constant anxiety that maybe we're not making the right choices. Yeah. Or we're not making the ones who are going to, you know, be an instant success. But I think that's like pros and cons of making your own choices.
There also covers like self-doubt. Most people are in self-doubt about the choices, about like everything they do. I myself am in self-doubt of how many hours do I study? Because PCM, everyone's like 12 hours, you got to study 12 to 14 hours.
That is it.
And I hardly study 6-7 hours at the most.
That's still a lot more than I'm doing.
Yeah, but that's still self-doubt.
Way to give me anxiety, buddy.
No, so I think I got this from Ayush, but Ayush has a tendency to, you know, be up at like 4 a.m. Like, he's going to be up all night, study and, like, do whatever, and then he's going to sleep all day. This has been happening to me, like, for the past 2 weeks. I go to sleep at around 10, 11. I wake up out of the blue at 2, 3, and then I just can't sleep.
Yeah.
So, and then I'm like, if I am awake, let's do something productive. So I have been productive. That's a plus point. But then again, then, like, the rest of the week, I'm just restless, angry, cranky.
Yeah, you know, that's not exactly productive. Yeah, you feel that you're doing something productive because you've worked, you've probably completed some project or some note. But it's more like you're just trying to compensate for the time that you have on your hand. And that's not exactly being productive. You're just trying to be busy so that you don't fall into that feedback loop of anxiety, that you're anxious for not doing work and they're anxious for being anxious, because that sucks.
No, but I think anxiety, like, I mean, it makes you feel like you're not doing anything. And that's why we try to escape it by doing stuff and, you know, keeping ourselves busy. But I feel like a lot of time does not work out. Like, it does not work out. And then you have a severe burnout. You're all exhausted mentally, physically. And then you're just in a slump for days. Instead of that, maybe we should, like, try letting the anxiety overcome us, like, be in the anxiety, figure it out on the spot, and then be productive from, like, after it's over, which is what people don't do and we need to do.
Yeah, this reminds me of this one quote from Mark Manson. He's a very famous blogger and also an author. He said this thing that accepting negative experiences is a positive experience in itself, and running behind positive experiences
is a negative experience. So this is like one end of the spectrum where these guys have severe burnout from working because they have anxiety that they haven't worked. Me, on the other hand, I'm extremely lazy. And that's not an understatement. That's not meant to be funny. That's a problem. So I procrastinate. I'm very lazy. So lately what has been happening with anxiety for me is that I will not work, like, always. I will just not work. And then I'll be like, okay, you know what, let's sleep it off. That is my best thing. If anything is getting too overwhelming, I'm like, okay, chalo, we're going to sleep now. I go to sleep, I can't sleep. My heartbeat has always been a problem when I go to sleep. If I have anything on my mind, it's always over 100. And it's not a medical condition, obviously. I don't want you guys to get stressed or anything. But it's panic, it shoots up. And then, you know, I can't sleep. So then I'm back up with tons of anxiety, still unable to work. And still with that overwhelming panic that is attacking my mind.
That's like one
one other extreme end of the spectrum.
And that's like
opposite.
One aspect of anxiety that's just of the work part or the academic part. Most people even have like anxiety of day-to-day stuff. More like overthinking, not exactly anxiety. About, are they doing this right? Mostly it happens when you interact with other people. New people, you have like awkward interactions where after a moment or two you're like, did I say this right? Did I say this wrong? Maybe it hurt the other person.
Dude, if I ever say anything awkward to anyone, like even if it was like in second grade,
yes,
just know I will be thinking about it for like as long as I'm alive.
Yes.
Like middle of the day, randomly I'll think of something cringe or something awkward I said to someone 3 years ago.
Yes,
and I'm like, I should not have said that.
You'll physically contact that thought. So that happens for me, like in between days, yes, while I'm going about my day, but as you're about to fall asleep, you're like, shit, should not have said that.
Yeah.
And then you're just stuck in that loop. You're
and
like,
and then
that,
this is what happened. I start imagining myself back in that situation, and then I try to overcome it by thinking and, you know, fantasizing, oh, this is what I could have said, but it does not matter because you can't undo it.
Yes.
Now you're just stuck in your imaginations and fantasies, and
so
then eventually
conversations.
Imaginary conversations, exactly. And then at the end of the day, even in my own fantasies and imaginations, I end up hurting myself, which is just, that's my toxic trait, guys. I tend to hurt myself in my own imagination.
You're in a toxic fantasy of your own.
Of your own self.
I mean, it's just like, I can't have happy fantasies for some reason. It's not even just like about any conversation, just like even if I'm fantasizing about just life in general, or like fantasizing about, you know, plans with friends or love life, if you want to call it that. I mean, my love life is totally non-existent, so. But
me
even
too.
When you do, somehow you end up hurting yourself. It's like, dude, it's, you know, like, that won't happen. And then you overthink that. It's like, what if it does?
That's another great segue into the next point that we have, which is imagine and panic. Yeah. So in your head, you're like, what if that happened? And then you're like, shit, what if that happened? And your mind's like, dumbass, that's not gonna happen. Then you're like, but what if it did? Yeah, and you're stuck in that loop again.
Yeah, so then you become super insecure, and then you just, you know, try to like not be in that situation, and you just like stop yourself from doing stuff or saying stuff.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot recently. I don't know, maybe it's just because of the other anxieties piling up and just messing up my mind, or maybe it is natural, I don't know. But it's mostly about, you know, friends and love life, and that you imagine stuff and then you end up with hurting yourself, even in your imagination. And then you know that that's not gonna happen, and everything's telling you that's not gonna happen. But that one factor that says that, yeah, this is a possibility, and then you try building a story around it in your mind. And there's a point when you start believing believing the story is true and not the reality. And then that messes up with the real life, because at the end you believe that stuff that you imagined, the hurting part, that's going to happen in real life. So you go in complete denial of your insecurities and the real life, and then you fall more into your own fantasy that cuts you off even more from the real world. I mean, I've been doing that a lot recently, or that has been happening to me. I didn't do it on purpose, of course. That has been happening a lot to me recently.
I just put it in like way better words than I did.
No. I feel like both of you kind of really captured the sense of that feeling. So this imagining the fantasy that you said, that is something that is a big problem. It's called like something, it's a little different. It's called dissociation. What happens in that is whenever you're in a stressful situation, whether that be actually happening or whether that be created in your head, doesn't matter. Stressful situation, you don't want to be in the situation, your mind escapes. You're gone, you're disconnected. So that has been happening to me a lot. Like he's been like fantasizing too much because of his insecurities. I have been escaping my insecurities in real life, and I've just been lost. I've been disconnected. I haven't been thinking about anything, and I'm like, why can't I feel things properly anymore? It's because of dissociation. I googled. Don't take medical advice from me, obviously. It's very unsolicited, and it's very...
You're not qualified.
Layman type. Yes, I'm not at all qualified. I'm an unlicensed professional.
Yeah.
Unlicensed professional. I'm giving you my advice, whether you like it or not.
It's more like our experiences. We're sharing experiences. Advice you can figure out on yourself from what we're speaking. You've got a mind of your own, which hopefully is not messed up as ours.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is.
We don't know. We can't.
You can't look into somebody else's mind. Maybe you can give them drugs and then ask them what's going in your mind.
Yeah, or you could hypnotize them
maybe
or something.
Maybe you could hypnotize, I don't know. Yes.
I don't know, it's like everything's so anxious, and we don't even feel like talking at the moment, but I think we should, and everyone...
Share the experience.
Yeah,
the
experience.
I'm just having flashbacks, and I'm just thinking, like, what should I say?
So, I mean, this was like a more serious, you know, internal aspect of anxiety. I have one slightly more fun, if you may. If anxiety is ever fun, which it's not.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes anxiety makes you do funny things.
So, fun experience. Social anxiety. Yay!
Yay!
So, social anxiety, what happens is, anytime I need to go into a stationery, need to go into a supermarket, need to talk to a person that I don't know, or I haven't talked to in a very long time, especially adults on the phone. Like relatives wishing me happy birthday, you're like...
Yeah, my mom asked me to talk to doctors on the phone because of COVID, so we couldn't go like physically. And I was like, can you please talk to her about
it? Can you please talk to them for me? Yeah. She's like, how do I know what...
Like even teachers, I couldn't talk to even teachers on the phone like 6 months ago.
दिल की बात बोल दी एकदम
because social anxiety is one thing the three of us suffer
yes
most of us suffer in teenage
and even then you know like I call myself an extrovert and then I'm still awkward around people So I just go and I'm like, can I get two flare pens? It's like, beta, black or blue? And I'm like, ye to nahi puchna tha.
I think this wasn't this. Part of the script.
This I did practice this part, please.
See, people can see we escalated too quickly from like intense topic to laughing and stuff. Cause yeah, intensity.
We were getting too serious, man.
Yeah, that was just messing with our minds, and we had to make it normal.
Yeah, we had
now.
Like a burst of anxiety. We're like, okay, stuff just got real. We're doing this.
Yeah, so I'm like, everyone's facing that. It's teenage phenomena. Everyone gets into social anxiety. And I think, like, sometimes it worked for me. I don't know how it works for other people. You start embracing your insecurities of everything. Because everyone's insecure about every little thing happening around, in and around the life. And you just start embracing them. Because, many a times it's physical, but not just physical. It is majorly physical, but not just physical. People are insecure about their body shape. About their hairstyle, their face cut.
Right, right.
Yeah, and such stuff.
I mean, I totally got a haircut. So, for the people who don't know, I got a haircut. I chopped my hair off like half.
K-pop idol.
Okay.
We like to call her that. She's flustered every time we say it.
It's weird because a lot of people have told me that. And so, I totally got that haircut like in mid-identity crisis. I was like, I'm not feeling like myself anymore. Long hair is gone. I'm going to get short hair now.
I'm having an identity crisis. Let me become a K-pop idol.
It has nothing to do with K-pop idols, man. People need to stop saying that. So, like, and also, this is true. This is true. Getting, like, changing stuff about yourself that you think... I mean, it's okay to, you know, it's okay to change yourselves once in a while. Like, even, like, getting a haircut or, you know, doing skincare at home, just going to vacations and having fun, eating junk food once in a while, just do it if it makes you feel happy. I mean, get that serotonin boost, people.
Me trying to look for happiness. Dopamine and serotonin. It's a meme reference, in case.
Yeah, no, we got that.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was, as I was saying about embracing your insecurities, because I think that worked, and more than physical, I mean, I am not so insecure about my physical appearance, I'm more about it emotionally and as in a working way, academically, I'd say that I am probably not good at solving problems too quick, or the emotional aspect. I'm probably not very good at dealing with people. I don't know what to say to whom. I don't think before speaking.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I started walking. I figured out that because of this, I stopped speaking to people in general. I thought I might say something wrong. So I just stopped that. Let me not even speak to them. Koi galti hi nahi hogi that way. Then I was like, no, I can't go on like this. Stuff can't go on like this. You can't, like, live the life of a monk in the Himalayas.
That is a joke he's been saying for quite a while now.
Yeah, because I worked on it. I'm proud of myself that way.
Yeah, okay, continue.
So I started looking that, okay, I do not know how to speak to people, or I don't think before speaking to people, so I will think instead of avoiding it. I started working on it. I thought twice before saying everything. And gradually it's helped me as I've started talking more openly to people, and I know how to and what to share, and I can...
I
now
think the listeners can hear that you've started speaking.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people commented, oh, Ayush actually spoke.
Yeah, everyone was super
amount.
Happy, right? Yeah. Like, finally Ayush is speaking.
Contributing and full advice mode, and I'm like...
Ayush always gives us, like, very realistic advice, I feel like.
So that part is shining through. We're liking it. He's like kind of ashamed of it, but you know, we like it.
Are you abbe itta bhi kuch khas nahi yaar, samajhte nahi ho tum
log. Insert Shinchan reference. OG. Shout out to Shinchan, man.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Shinchan.
Oh my god.
Anvi,
do we have to disown you now?
Yeah, I mean, like, we can abandon her, right?
Oh god. Don't I know, every time I tell this to someone, everyone just looks at me weird, like, Anvi, what have you done your entire childhood? I can never participate in these group along songs.
Yeah, and I don't think that's necessary
group
to do.
Wow, I said group
Shin-chan.
Along songs.
Sing along. It's okay.
Yeah.
You've become Shin-chan. Shin-chan isn't everybody, Anvi.
No, but like I know basic plot of Shin-chan. Like I know who Shin-chan the kid is. I know about his mom. I know about his dog and like his sister. I just don't know. Like I haven't watched episodes.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
That is how you know she hasn't, because she didn't refer to them with their names, which is Michi, Himawari,
and Shiro.
Okay. But I'm not going to start watching it now, and okay? Harry. I'm not giving into peer pressure to watch it.
Actually, I did watch it like in lockdown. It was so cool, man. I mean, if we're talking about anxiety, that was definitely something that relieved. Because nostalgia is something that almost gets too overwhelming of a joy. Like, that is something you don't experience very often, is that too much joy, too much of everything, too much anger, too much sadness, too much insecurity, too much joy, to the point that you have to pause and kind of feel it for a second. It's that kind of thing. And that's a weird thing to say for a shitty cartoon. But that's what I...
Yeah, that's like basically nostalgia, where you try to go back to that, your five-year-old self.
Yes.
And you want to feel all those emotions all over again.
When we wanted to be an astronaut, but not Anvi. Because Anvi's too cool for us.
Yeah. She was already decided 5 years of age.
No, I didn't, okay? I had no idea. Stop.
Yeah, I mean, like, Shin-chan is a great reference to our topic. I don't... Shin-chan, watching Shin-chan, that kid is never anxious. I mean, that's what they show.
Yeah, apparently there was this story. I think it's probably fake, but I should actually, you know what, I don't want to mention it. It's sad.
Okay, that's not mentioned
like
then.
Related to Shin-chan it was. It's fine.
Yeah, no problem. And probably Shin-chan wasn't anxious because he was not a teenager. Wow, that was dark. Sorry.
I think maybe because he didn't have rave parties inside his body.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
No, that's what I call hormones.
Hmm.
And then my parents have gotten used to me referring to it as rave parties. They're like, yeah, rave party chal raha hai. I'm like, yeah, man. So, right, coming back to the topic after that brief mental health session.
Yeah, or what were we speaking about? Yeah, it was about embracing his insecurities.
Embracing
I think that topic was over.
Right. And the next one we have is arguments, which is, you know, that happens when you're this age. A lot of times with parents, sometimes with friends. Have we ever had a breakup here? I've never had. Anvi's never had.
Not like I have never had.
No, breakup
had.
As in the romantic sense. I'm
not. Dude, I have never had.
Never had a relationship, nor have I. That is that. You see, we didn't have to.
Yeah, I'm like reference to our previous episode from this. You can't have breakups from relationships you didn't have. You can't have problems with stuff you don't have.
One-sided lover, Guruji.
Not one-sided. I mean, like, I have had relationships and pretty
multiple
dirty breakups and stuff.
Okay.
Not dirty in the other way, that messed up thing.
No, we got that messed up is what you meant.
But has any one of those breakups made you overthink about, like, whose fault it was? Or, like, was I not good enough? Was she not good enough?
A lot. The first one. That was last year, mid-ninth grade.
Oh.
Like, that's when you get into relationships. You're not into relationships at the age of 4 or 5.
Right. It usually starts in 8th.
I think I have heard that Ayush took a kid in 3rd grade on a date.
that was a completely different thing. That was just like a friendly outing, you would think. That nothing
it was, a date. You said yes.
You
I
said
asked
date.
You
said
I asked
date.
You said yes. It has not been revealed. You were like, how will you use this as blackmail? This is how I will use it.
I mean, like, no, you won't blackmail it because, again, wait. The point that embracing your insecurities, I've accepted it.
Ayush has become a monk. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I've become a monk now.
Which is something, so, you know, we were having one of these 3 a.m. phone calls and we were just discussing about Ayush's then situation, which was he liked someone and something was happening. And then we were all like, and then he was confused and he was like super, like, you know, he was like constant up, like, mood swings and stuff. He was, like, angry at one point. He was jealous at one point. He was just, like, super depressed at one point. And you're like, dude, maybe instead of chasing this person, maybe you need to, you know, self-discover, know that this is what I exactly, like, this is exactly what I like before even, like, asking that person. Because if you're not clear about what you want in a relationship, then, like, what are you even doing it for?
Yeah, like, get your priorities straight.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, like, breakups are not just in relationships, I suppose. They are also in friendships, because a lot of friendship, lot of friends, yeah. Many a times you just stop talking, because probably you get separated, different subjects, different classes.
That is usually very sorry, because, you know, when you've just left a person, so many times, you know, you end up thinking about them. That's what lockdown was, like, the hardest for me. Because you kept thinking over and over about, like, oh, what happened to this person? What happened to that person? I think that was one of the reasons why I joined Instagram. Apart from FOMO, plug in. Yes, it was the fact that I was like, where are these people? What are these people doing? So I even have this item on my bucket list wherein, like, connect with past people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everyone wants to do that, I think. I mean, like, I've got a lot of friends whom I want to connect with.
Yes.
But I tried a couple of times and then everything got a lot awkward because, of course, we've changed over time and there are a lot of differences. And what happened was we ended up arguing and at the end we just, like, I suppose I lost the person as a friend also. And now we won't talk ever. So that's just about more about awkward interactions and arguments, because probably with age or maybe with teenage, your values start changing.
Right, exactly.
You made friends as a 9 year old little buddy for different reasons. You wanted
that
to hang
click
out.
Isn't Aapka there.
Naam kya hai?
you live.
Aap mere friends banoge.
Yeah, I mean, like, you were in the same class, you were benchmates, and I'm like, hi, kaise ho?
Aap mere friend banoge.
Wait, yeah. So everyone has had a friendship breakup.
Right. I've had one pretty messy one.
I have, like, one major one that happened. But then, like, at the end of it, all of us got closure. It was like we had a big group. And then, you know, as I said, people grow apart. People maybe don't, like, you know, they don't have the, like, time and capacity to, like, agree with each other on everything. So maybe it's, like, better sometimes to not always be together. You know, obviously, it's not, I'm not saying that you should never talk to that person again. Just, like, you know, once in a while, check up on them. Like, hey, how are you doing? Like, is life all good?
If it's not working out, cut it off with, like, clear boundaries.
Yeah, if it's toxic, cut it off. If it's not, if it's just about you guys growing up and growing apart, it's fine, it happens, like, it happens to everyone.
Yes.
Also, one thing I wanted to add about continuing the story of that 9-year-old kid. I mean, like, I've observed in a lot of young teenagers or people who enter teens, they start wanting friendships in a way that you need something, you get something, in a give and take kind of friendship. Like, as youngsters, nobody even bothers, you're just friends, you play along. You chit-chat
and stuff.
Yeah, people
are very at peace with themselves when they're a kid. They're like, friendships are kind of almost secondary. Even though you love your friends.
Yeah.
But they're not like that intense, I guess.
That's not toxic, I think. I mean, like the...
Yeah, they're not toxic at all. They're just people that you meet every day.
Right.
And they were the kind of friendships that you went to eat in a restaurant, you went into the park to play, you met a kid, that kid is your best friend for the day.
Yeah.
It was that, very chill.
Exactly. And now, like, I've observed that people go into that give and take relationship where you make a person your priority only if you get something from him, and that's usually in the you know, emotional aspect. You get attention or probably social company, or
it's
you
like
might get
one
importance.
So person A and person B. Okay, person A is like, I'll give you love and attention, and person B is like, okay, I'll give you my mental illnesses.
And we'll be best friends for life. That's how friendships are made, which is kind of toxic, I believe. I'm like, I figured
not
out
not if
that.
Like, both of you are, like, you know, working together to figure it out and become better
together. Yeah, that's
different. A lot of very strong ones are built around this time. So that is, I think, a nice dichotomy of the whole affair is that on one end, you're give and take and it's toxic. And on one end, because you overcome that toxicity, you actually find somebody you really like at the end of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And once you overcome the toxicity, it the friendships, like, they're really amazing, and they're more back to the part as a child that everything's healthy, you really have fun, and not a situation where if you don't get attention from a person, you're like, duh, I don't want to be friends with you. Just friendly breakup, and you start that just builds up around your insecurities. And yeah, as I was saying, many friendships break along the kid to teenage transformation, because people from a healthy part, they go into the give and take part where you just need something.
You grow apart because you start doing different things.
Yeah.
Sometimes you change schools. Sometimes you change sections. So you grow apart. It's a sad one. Everybody's kind of sad now.
I mean, if you know that they're genuinely good people and they want good for you, like, keep them close, because
Anvi, so we were kind of friends, and then of course because we were not in the same place anymore for that hour every single day, we met again and we reconnected. So see, that is a great little friendship.
Because I feel like teenage is also like the place where either you're going to build your strongest friendships or like the strongest relationships in general, or you're just
or you're gonna go on drugs.
Or you're just gonna be super, you're never gonna think about it for your entire life. So if you have something that's genuine, keep them close, because people tend to drift apart a lot. So if you know that, okay, I want this person in my life, like, for the rest of my life, keep them close. So, like, talk it out. It's not necessary that you're going to see each other every day. Make effort. Even if you meet each other once a month because of some timings or, you know, different stuff that they're doing, just like make sure you talk, you do stuff together. And that's on friendships.
it's interesting how we like move from anxiety and overthinking to friendships and relationships. But I think everything's interconnected in this part. Like, you got insecurities, and hence many a times you spoil or you lose your friendships.
Insecurity is a big thing. Friendships oftentimes are arguments because of personal insecurities.
Right.
Badmouth people because of insecurities. That is one other very toxic trait of that age. Badmouthing.
Yeah, and that part about badmouthing, I mean, I don't think it's just about other people. Many a times you badmouth yourself, where you're like, no. Yeah, so in that case, it's mostly overthinking, because you believe that you are wrong, you believe everyone thinks that you're wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you think that everyone's speaking behind your back.
A lot of overthinking also stems from insecurity.
Yeah.
It's like, because you judge people, you're like, people are judging me. It's your mindset. So if you do unto others as you would do unto yourself, that would definitely, I think, maybe.
So basically, overthinking leads to paranoia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very paranoid that I think everybody is staring at me and judging me. Like, I'm out in a restaurant, I think that kids are staring at me. Kids are judging me. Kids are monsters. So, that's obviously not true, but that is something that I have got stuck in my head, and that keeps happening.
Yeah, like, that happens with me too, when I'm sitting in the class and someone looks at me, I feel this person wants to talk to me, and that's just because I want to talk to someone. And I don't really have someone to talk to. And then someone's looking at me, or someone passes by me, and I feel like this person might want to talk to me, but they're shy. And so I think I must approach first. And then to overcompensate the insecurity, I go and approach them. And then everything gets awkward because I start with, hey, do you want to talk to me? They're like, no.
Okay.
Why?
I don't even know who you are.
This also happens to me. I see people, like, if someone's looking at me, I was like, do they want to talk to me? Like, what's happening? Because
Are they judging me?
Because I'm just, you know, just putting it out there. I'm never going to be the person who's going to approach you first. It's not because I'm rude. People say that, Anvi, you look very intimidating and rude and stuff. I'm like, it's not that, I'm just shy. I try to, but I can't approach you first. It's all in my head. It's the social anxiety and stuff.
Yeah, and
like, if anyone listening to this wants to talk to me about anything, please approach me. I'll be super nice, I swear.
But then I will judge you also.
I won't judge you. It's just I can't approach you. Like, if it's like super important, I will. It's like, dude, I have to approach you for something, then I will. Varna, I just let it slide. Like, let's not do that.
Yeah, and sometimes when you think that this person does not want to talk to me, you might not approach, you feel that this person does not want to talk to me, and then you start doubting your own self. That's again self-doubt.
You're like, what did I do? Yeah. I did something wrong.
Am I so boring? Do people judge me? Do I look so boring? I look so weird or something?
This insecurity is also like, if I ever hear people in my vicinity laughing, I think they're laughing at me.
Yeah. That's something very relatable. Mm.
And you know, they might just be laughing at a Momo meme. You don't know. But you think they're laughing at you.
I'm like, if they're laughing at a Momo meme, they're laughing at you.
And then once it's in your head that these are the people who are, you know, maybe laughing at me or who are judging me, then you become, once again, super conscious. You try to be perfect. You just, you know, make yourself look like perfect in their eyes. And then eventually you lose your values. Just plugging in the last episode, guys. Go listen to it if you haven't.
Yes, please listen to the FOMO facade.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
It was a good one.
Everything's
interrelated. There was a lot of jokes. This one's very serious, but you know.
I mean, yeah, this thing's revolving around the topic.
Want to do something lighthearted? Listen to T-Rate Podcast, episode 3. Out on not all platforms, only Spotify.
On Spotify. I swear, guys, I'll put it on Apple as well.
I'll figure out
Google Podcast as well.
You said
by the time this comes out. This comes out, what, Saturday?
Friday
or Saturday. I'll do it.
Okay.
What if you don't?
We'll see.
This time, I swear, I'll get all my listeners.
Just come machete murder.
Yeah.
Strangle.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Anyways, too much of serious topic. I'm like, I spoke about my stuff, anxiety happening to me the past week. But dramas, batao dramas.
Yes.
Yeah, come back to weekly updates.
Wrapping up on the serious topics, anxiety, overthinking.
Just like, let us know if you like this format better, where we first get into the topic and like the main theme and then talk about ourselves. Because we felt like since we talk about ourselves first, it was, you know, a lot of the listeners wouldn't be able to connect because they don't know us personally. So
we believe, yeah, let's get into the topic. Let's start sharing our experiences and then we talk about our personal
life.
Let's
start talking about common experiences first and then about whatever drama is happening in our lives.
Right.
Yeah, because everyone can't relate to drama.
In Ayush's words, intense karne. So, weekly updates. Let's talk about that.
Drama batao na. Weekly update. Kya weekly update laga rakha hai? Drama chahiye mere ko, mere life mein drama
nahi. Bro, ye pura kaatna padega yaar, Ayush.
Chalega.
Acha, theek hai.
Yeah, like people want Hindi bolo.
I have been told that we spoke too much Hindi when we didn't speak any Hindi. So I guess this is their idea of like Bhojpuri, I guess.
I'm like, I got a review that speak in Hindi, make it more relatable. You guys use a lot of English vocabulary and
English vocabulary.
But I mean, I feel more comfortable.
We're trying to reach the Southies,
Ayush. We are like, but our audience is in India.
We're trying to reach
international audiences as
but
well. Is
it
too wrong
to
be ambitious?
It's good. Yes, exactly.
You guys got no weekly updates,
dude. No.
Just wrap this shit up.
Wait, do I have any weekly updates?
I'm thinking.
Even on
Well, it's Wednesday. We recorded last on
Sunday.
Saturday we recorded. And then today it's Wednesday. So it's not even been a week.
It's been 4 days.
It's been 3 days.
Three complete days.
Three complete days.
Okay, and we
two
precision.
And a half days.
Precision.
Okay.
Fine.
After this, we're going to chill in Ayush's room with this huge ass.
Yeah. We forgot to mention. So today we're recording in Ayush's room because I have guests over, so we can't record
relatives
in my place.
Relatives hogging up
relatives.
Space. Let's
what
we
if she
listen
listens
to
this?
Let's hope she doesn't.
Let's hope. So we're in his room and it's super vibey. He's got like blue lights. What are these lights called?
Raghav Raman
lights.
Lights.
I mean, like, that's what we purchased it with.
Okay.
Strip light.
He's got that like fluorescent blue type of deal going on. He has Ayush.
Yeah,
he has
a neon, this
neon lights.
Narcissism at
its peak. Epitome of narcissism. Ayush's room. He's got a nice photo of himself as a 1-year-old that we've already taken a photo of for blackmailing purposes.
Just in case he 2x us later in life, we're going to release it everywhere.
Yes. By that time, we're hoping we're famous.
And then he has this like Joker wallpaper, which is super creepy. Like,
why so serious?
I feel like at night it would get super creepy.
If you don't.
Honestly,
even come
I would just night. I would just take so many photos with that all the time, all the time. Like keep my hand on his face and be like new face palming my new best friend.
And also, I just want to say Ayush has a pretty cool bookshelf.
Yeah, man, that's.
Hi.
That's the first thing I noticed. Also, he just has his medals and his trophies on display.
To make us feel insecure. Great, Ayush.
And so, that brings us to the end of another...
shitty-ass episode.
Oh my god. We completed another one, I'm like...
okay.
These guys are never serious.
We have been serious for the entire episode, man.
Almost feel like we'll have to record the funny part separately.
No, it's going in as it is.
Deal with it, people.
Yeah.
Deal
I
with
mean,
it, people.
That's
deal
what
with it. Presents.
Sometimes life is serious, sometimes it's just funny.
It's the ebb and flow of life, people.
I mean, that's what we decided will stay natural. No unnecessary scripting and stuff.
Yep.
Yes, this was us being natural.
Hmm.
Right. So,
But
bye, two-timers.
Peasants.